This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Business groups and political officials are growing increasingly concerned about the potential for a freight rail strike that could snarl the country's supply chains if a union contract dispute can't be resolved. The Association of American Railroads warns that a strike could cost the U.S. economy $2 billion a day. 40% of goods that are shipped long distance in the U.S. use the railroad system. A 30-day moratorium that has so far forestalled a strike is set to end Friday for members of the two largest U.S. freight rail unions, the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, or BLET, and Smart Transportation Division. Both have yet to reach deals with rail carriers, which have or are close to reaching tentative agreements with the other 10 of the country's 12 rail unions. A strike by BLET and Smart TD, which represent 57,000 conductors and engineers who staff most trains in two-person teams, could cause problems that reverberate across the economy even after it ends. President Joe Biden and senior administration officials made a fresh effort on Monday to step in and mediate the dispute, hoping to head off a strike. Meanwhile, Amtrak preemptively canceled three long-distance train routes that run on lines operated by freight railroads. The two unions say quality of life concerns, primarily carriers' scheduling practices that leave many workers on call 24/7 every week of the year, remain a major obstacle to an agreement and one that they are willing to strike over. The Bureau of Land Management has moved to prevent new mining activity for the next 20 years on more than 2,600 acres of land at the Zortman-Landusky mine site in eastern Montana, effectively reinstating a previous 20-year withdrawal for the land that had been in effect from 2000 through October of this year. The site is a cluster of abandoned open pit and underground gold mines located in the Little Rocky Mountains near the small settlements of Zortman and Landusky, about 66 miles southeast of Havre. The site is just south and, crucially, upstream of the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation. The site is a federally designated Superfund cleanup site where the BLM and the Montana DEQ have since 1999 spent more than $83 million to perform land reclamation and to do water treatment, primarily to stem the flow of acid mine drainage into water on the reservation. Acid mine drainage occurs when sulfide-laden rock underground is dug up and exposed to air and water, such as mine tailings and open mine pits created through exploration mining or commercial mining. Once exposed, sulfides react with air and water to form sulfuric acid, which can react with metals in surrounding rock and get washed into waterways. It's toxic. The mines were permitted by the agencies in 1979 and 81. In 1993, Montana, the U.S. EPA, and the Fort Belknap Reservation sued the mine operator, Pegasus Gold, for Clean Water Act violations related to acid mine drainage, which had contaminated surface and groundwater on the reservation. When Pegasus declared bankruptcy in 1998 after reaping profits from the mine, reclamation and remediation work fell to the state and federal agencies, which have spent the mine's posted reclamation bond and taxpayer funds to sequester and revegetate multiple cyanide heap leaching sites, waste rock dumps, and mine pits. The agencies also established and operate multiple water treatment facilities at the site. Water treatment will go on forever. Earlier this summer, the DEQ levied a penalty of $516,000 against two men, Luke Ployhar and Owen Voigt, and their mining company, Blue Arc, for illegal exploration mining in the reclamation area. The DEQ called the pair's activities a violation of major gravity that has compromised reclamation work at the site and represents a risk of acid rock drainage. Blue Arc's mining is on private land in the area and as such is not subject to the withdrawals of the land, but the DEQ has not issued a permit for mining those claims. The public land order issued Friday by the federal agency withdraws 2,688 acres of public lands in Phillips County, Montana, from U.S. mining laws to protect the Zortman-Landusky mine reclamation site. The order took effect Friday. The 20-year mineral withdrawal of the reclamation area prevents new mining activities and disturbance of the public lands and provides time to assess and monitor the effectiveness of ongoing reclamation activities. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.